Beer.
And hi again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of If You Don't Like That, brought to you in part by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. For all of your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-plumbing.com. And remember, they're available 24-7, so if you have a problem in the middle of the night, don't worry, they'll be there for you with their incredible service. Again, plumbing repairs, plumbing concerns, questions, New Works Plumbing, they've got a fix for you. N-E-W-W-R-X-plumbing.com. Also brought to you by Bennett's Restaurants, three locations, Sacramento, Roseville, and the Westside Grill in Rockland. Go to Bennett'sRestaurants.com to make a reservation and more. Prime seafood and steak at Bennett's Restaurants. That's Bennett'sRestaurants.com. On March 28th, I put out a message via X, formerly Twitter, and it was very short. It was great news on the horizon. 2 weeks ago, I knew that the A's in Sacramento had come together on an agreement and would be playing as the temporary home after this season for the next three seasons. And when the announcement was made yesterday, I followed up with that tweet and said, I told you, Sactown, the great news was coming. And I got a lot of hatred. And I understand the emotions of fans. Truly, I'm a fan. I get it. For the record, I don't live in Sacramento anymore. I won't be attending any games when Oakland is in Sacramento. Even if I were to be in town, you know, unless the Yankees were in town, I wouldn't go to a game. But that's just for the record, just so you know where I'm coming from. This isn't self-serving when I said this. I've talked about this a lot over the years, and I think it is just a big fallacy about the A's fans and how they talk about how loyal they are. I think there's a group of about 20 to 25,000 A's fans that are unbelievably loyal, and I feel awful for them. I really do. I feel terrible for them. But the reality is, in the 50-plus years that the Athletics have been in Oakland, they've only averaged over 30,000 in four seasons. Think about that for a minute. With all the great teams that they have had, they've only averaged 30,000 or more in four seasons. As a matter of fact, if you want to go at the turn of the century and start with the 2000 A's when they finished first in their division, that year, they averaged less than 20,000 fans. To be exact, it was 19,799. That was the 11th of 14 of American League teams. And that was despite winning their division. The next year, they were second. And then in 2002 and 2003, they were first. And their attendance actually got better. It went from 19,000 to 26 to 26 to 27 to 27, respectively. And the ranks went from 11th in the American League to 7th, 8th, 6th, and 7th. But then 2005 came, and that was the end of what was a decent run, 26,000. Beginning in 2006, before John Fisher owned the A's, by the way, the A's were 12th in the ranking. Then the following year, 12th, then 13th, then 14th, then 13th, then 14th, then 12th. They jumped up in 2013, where they averaged 22,000. They were 9th of 15. In 2014, their ranking was 10th of 15, then 12th of 15, 14 of 15, 14 of 15. In 2018, they were a wild card team. They were second, all right? And they were only averaging 19,000, 13th of 15. The following year, same deal, American League wild card, 10th of 15th with only 20,000. The following year, they won the division. They were 11th of 15th. Followed by 15 of 15, 15 of 15, 15 of 15. Now, I don't really count last year because the A's had announced they were moving. But here's the reality. Where have you been, A's fans? Where have you been? You're moaning and complaining about the owner leaving your city, and yet you didn't support the team that was owned by John Fisher or the team that was owned before John Fisher. You didn't. You didn't show up. You didn't show up. Yeah, there were 20,000, 25,000 loyal fans. As a matter of fact, you know, when I worked in Sacramento on the radio station, there were many years where the A's actually handed the games to the radio station in Sacramento to air their games because they couldn't get anyone else to air their games. Okay? I mean, you got to deal with reality. The reality is that the A's fans have been invisible for almost the entirety of the franchise in Oakland. Invisible. Absolutely invisible. So now you are upset that Sacramento is taking the A's for 3 years. I went to Marcos Breton's story in the Sacramento Bee yesterday. Marcos Breton, an outstanding columnist from the Bee. And I don't agree with everything that he writes, but I respect Marcos Breton. He's very thorough, and he's a big baseball man. As a matter of fact, he has a vote for the Hall of Fame every year. This was a part of his story. Let me read an excerpt from his column yesterday. He writes, a subset of A's fans and even some misguided people in Sacramento seem to believe that somehow the A's in Oakland could still make a deal to keep them in the East Bay. They seem to believe that somehow the Sacramento region should have taken a principled stand and rebuffed the A's, thereby forcing them to stay in Oakland when they possible or when that possibility had already died. It's a function of X, the social media site formerly known as Twitter, that facts matter far less than provocative emotion. The fact that MLB owners already voted to approve an A's move to Las Vegas is disregarded by people upset by Thursday's announcement. By contrast, owners of the National Basketball Association never approved attempts to relocate the Kings to another market. Again, here's a key sentence in his column. It's a function of X, the social media site formerly known as Twitter, that facts matter far less than provocative emotion. The facts involving the A's are what they are, and they're not really disputable, as Marcos wrote in his column. And, you know, for those that have attacked me and said I don't sympathize with the fans of Oakland, that couldn't be further from the truth. I have a lot of friends that are A's fans. I do feel bad for them because a lot of my fans or friends that were fans of the A's actually went to games. And I feel bad that this team will no longer be in Oakland following the path of the Raiders and the Warriors. But if you're a fan of the A's and you're bothered by John Fisher, I get that. But before John Fisher, you still didn't go to the games. I mean, I can pick out just about any time during the tenure of the Oakland A's. I mean, you want to go back to the mid-80s? We can go to the mid-80s. You want to go to the mid-70s? We can pick the mid-70s. I mean, I pick any time of the history of the A's and how bad their attendance was. I mean, when they went from Kansas City to Oakland, they were 8th of 10, 8th of 12, 9 of 12, 7 of 12, right? Then in the late 70s, 11 of 12, 14 of 14, 14 of 14, 14 of 14. Let's go to the good years for the Oakland A's. World Series, even though they lost to the Dodgers, 4-1. Attendance was decent. Not great, decent. 28,000 per game. That was right in the middle, 7th of 14. Following year, 1989, A's won the World Series. That was the earthquake year. Good attendance that year, 32,900. Second in the American League. Following year, 1990, 2nd of 14. Following year, 91, 3rd of 14. Following year, number one in the West, 1992, 4th of 14. Then what happened? A's were 11th in attendance, 12th, 12th, 14 of 14, 14 of 14, 13 of 14, 12 of 14, and in 1999, 12th of 14. And you want to blame John Fisher. No, you know what? You can blame John Fisher all you want, but the reality is the attendance was very bad before John Fisher became the owner of the A's. And here's another thing, and I'm not endorsing John Fisher as a great owner, but under his tenure, the A's had winning ball clubs. I told you, in 2018, second, 2019, second, both wild cards, 2020, won the division. All right, number one in the division. even though that was the 60-game season. So I'm going to kind of, you know, wipe that out. Matter of fact, there isn't even any attendance for that year, all right, because fans weren't in the game. But the year before that, when the A's won 97 games in 2019, they won 97 games in 2018. They were 10th in 2019 of 15, and in 18, they were 13th. You still didn't go to the games, even though there was a good product on the field. So you want to blame John Fisher? Go ahead. Blame him all you want. You know who you should blame? You should blame yourself. You should look in the mirror and blame yourself and ask yourself, why didn't you go to the games more? Not just under John Fisher's tenure, but before he became the owner, back in the last century. Why didn't you go to the games more? Why didn't you go to the Coliseum? I mean, the Coliseum has not always been a pit. Before it turned into Mount Davis, it was a nice ballpark. I used to go there and used to enjoy going there. I actually didn't have that big of a problem with the Coliseum because when I go to a game, I go to the game to watch the game. I don't go to the game to hang out in the clubs and, you know, try all the different foods, but that's just me. You know, I was at an A's game last year in September. It was a weekday game, A's and Tigers, and it was actually a pretty good game. And the A's won, and the fans that were there were loud, and they had a good time at the game. And I walked around the Coliseum because I said to myself, this is probably the last time I'm ever going to be in this building. And I've got a lot of great memories from being in the Coliseum, many great memories. You know, the first time I ever was there was in 1987. So I've been to a lot of games, both football and baseball. I've got a lot of great memories, not as a fan of the A's or the Raiders, but as a sports fan. You know, I was witness to many tremendous moments at the Coliseum. I didn't really have a problem going to the Coliseum like so many others. Yeah, they got overshadowed by what the Giants did with their beautiful new ballpark in downtown Sacramento. And do I like going to the ballpark in San Francisco? Yeah. But I go to the game to watch the game. I don't go to the game to walk around and sample all the food, as I said. So I understand that A's fans are upset. I don't understand why they're upset at Sacramento, though. What did Sacramento do? Sacramento didn't do anything. Sacramento didn't steal your team. Sacramento shouldn't be dumped on because the A's are going to play 3 years there. The A's were done. The divorce was settled, finalized. The A's were no longer going to be in Oakland. So now they're going to go to Sacramento. You know, if you're really a true fan of the A's, you should like this. Gives you an opportunity to go to the games now in a ballpark that you don't have to complain about. You know, the ballpark in West Sac's not bad at all. It's fine. Now, you might have some weather issues. I don't know how they're going to schedule the games. There won't be a lot of day games. But that's no different than what it was in Arlington before the Rangers moved into their beautiful new ballpark. You work around it, and you have many of your games at night. To wrap this up, yeah, I do feel bad. I really do feel bad for the loyal A's fans. But for those of you that are dumping on Sacramento, you know what? You're just emotional, as Marcus Breton said. You're just emotional. You want to be upset at the owner? Go ahead and be upset at John Fisher. Okay? You want to be upset that your stadium was the worst in the American League? Go ahead, be upset. But being upset at Sacramento because they're going to have the team play there for 3 years? Your team was gone. Wake up, would you please? Deal with reality. Too many A's fans over the last 24 hours are not dealing with reality.
It's time for Brent.
All right, the Sacramento Kings and what happened in New York at Madison Square Garden in the second half, absolutely embarrassing, pathetic. You're up 60-52 at the break, and you play your worst half of the year and arguably the most important game of the year. To me, that was the worst half of basketball considering the circumstances that the Kings have played this year. So you can say goodbye to a six seed and just hope that they can stay in seven or eight and not fall all the way down to nine. Because right now, if you're nine, you're going to be playing the Golden State Warriors and Steph Curry. And I don't know about you, but I don't like the chances in a single game elimination against Steph Curry. We know how that went last year in game seven of the first round of the playoffs when Curry went for 50, all right? So things not looking good for Sacramento right now, but that half of basketball was embarrassing in New York last night. Absolutely embarrassing. And that's my rant for today. And this podcast is also brought to you in part by Gold Country Veterinarian Hospital. They are in Auburn, serving the foothills, Roseville, and the greater Sacramento area. Full-service veterinary medicine from dentistry to surgery and wellness care. They're dedicated to urgent care. They have advanced internal medicine, full surgical care. They've got the most modern technology. That is Gold Country Veterinarian Hospital. Here's the bottom line. They're dedicated to urgent care. When your pet needs to be seen, they are available. Also brought to you in part by Paws and Fosters. Puppies available for adoption right now. They are a group of animal advocates. They do a phenomenal job. That is fostersandpaws.org. Check out their website. Adopt a puppy today at fostersandpaws.org. Always great having you here on If You Don't Like That. Thank you very much. Hope you have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.